Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah. James, are you going to sing for us? Come on, James.
I think it's there.
Good evening, guys.
I'm smelling it coming out of his pores.
Good evening, Northern California. This is Shasta Live.
Yeah, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Shasta Live.
By the Shasta County Chamber.
Yes, sir.
This is Nigel.
James.
And Jason.
How's it going?
Hunky-dory, jammed up and jelly tight.
What was that?
Yeah, jammed up and jelly tight.
That's a classic.
Yeah, that's a classic.
By Grand Funk Rover.
Starting to date ourselves
good
a little
see
bit.
You guys. Okay, this is going to be a fun show.
Yeah.
Promise?
It's a full house.
I want fun.
Mm-hmm. You want fun? I want candy.
I want chocolate.
Yeah. This will be fun. I think this is going to be a good show.
Yeah.
It's full house. We have some guests with us. Why don't you... So, we did a video last week about the upcoming Shasta County Toy Drive. And that thing got like 15,000 views.
Yeah, it's still climbing.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's great, great.
It should climb till Christmas.
Yeah. But I think this is going to be a good thing. So we're going to devote the hour to this. Safrana, why don't you say hi?
Hi.
Grab that mic. Okay.
Grab them.
Hey, yeah. Don't be afraid how are you doing?
Of it. Just manhandle it. Smack it around.
And your name of your motorcycle. Now, this is mainly... put on by the Modified Motorcycle Association. And so there's a lot of motorcycle clubs. And what's your motorcycle club?
I am in Misconduct MC.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh.
All right.
Misconduct.
That sounds like an official title. So
we'll get to you in 1 minute.
Absolutely.
And then we have our friend. Want to say hi?
Whoa. So just so people, they're sharing a mic.
I wanted to follow Jason's lead.
They're sharing.
Hi, guys.
There you go.
They're sharing a mic, so they're going to be passing it back and forth, so you're going to hear a lot of mic squeaks.
Yeah,
a lot of
squeak, squeak.
We're going to be playing some catch over here. Yeah, I'm Alan. I'm with the Reading Humboldt Hills Angels.
There you go. Not bad, not bad.
The rebel in the room. The
rebel lives on.
I did say no rules, right? Did we say that?
Yeah, no rules.
You know, bonafide rebel, but I think Jason has got to be a close second.
I don't know. The more I get to know about Jason,
I'm letting buzz, I'm telling you.
I got to tell you, I seen his eyes light up when we were doing that little burnout.
Oh, that little burnout, man.
Wait till you see the wheelies coming on, my man.
Yeah. Boy country.
You ever seen a bike go sideways at 60 miles an hour
no.
and come out of that thing like it's butter?
No, I want to see that.
Yeah, me too.
I was gonna say, can I be on back? Sidecar something?
Sidecar. There is an event for that.
And because this is a toy drive, my better half Kim is here. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Kim.
Just be careful, she's silent but deadly.
Yeah.
That gloss lipstick will give you everything you need to know.
Sparkle. Have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
Sparkle.
I should know this.
Mm-hmm. My dad had one, and the story is that I was wearing a diaper. I was in diapers at the time, and he was cruising along and turned around, and I was gone.
You weren't an adult.
No, but I have rode as an adult as well.
You were gone. What, did you fall off the handlebars?
I fell off the back.
Oh.
And he turned around, and I was sitting in the middle of the road, just happy as a clam.
Wow. There you go. That's a commercial for Pampers.
Yeah.
Right, I bounced.
You own and operate of Go Games and Toys, the toy store inside the Mount Shasta Mall.
Yep, the one by the play area.
Yeah, and so I'm going to sponsor this toy drive, right?
And she deserves a sainthood because I've gone in there several times, and I'm telling you what, God bless children, I love them, but that play area, having to listen to that all day, oh, no. No.
You get used to it. You do. It
crying
kind of
and screaming and it's
drown
like,
it
what
out.
What is going on in this box in the mall? Torture.
They have regulars that come in every day.
But you learn to tune it out.
Okay.
Safrana.
Yes.
Grab that mic. Yes. How's it going?
It's going good.
So what's your story? How did you end up in the motorcycle club? Have you been into motorcycles ever since you were
little?
Little one?
Yeah, absolutely.
What was your first motorcycle?
I don't remember what the brand of it was, but it was a dirt bike. I've been on dirt bikes, four-wheelers, you name it, mopeds. I remember being on a moped whenever I was little, and ever since I was a tiny person. And I like to go fast, and I like to go do jumps. I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but your motorcycle club is based here in Shasta County, and it's all women.
Yeah, we're all female. We're the only all-female MC north of Sacramento.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Now, you have an interesting full-time job.
I do.
You actually deal with people who regret getting their tattoos.
I have them all over, yes. I am a tattoo artist. I'm a paramedical, cosmetic, and regular tattoo artist. I do cover-up and help people out, like women that have had mastectomies. I can do reconstruction, 3D areolas. So helping make people whole again.
Right on. That is amazing. I've watched it on YouTube many times. You can't tell.
It blows me away.
I know. I'm always like, hey, what happened there? Look, it's all back together again.
It's amazing. Honestly, like it still, even as I'm doing it, it blows me away every time.
Yeah.
It's like magic. I don't even know.
Yeah. Well, I think it's got to be kind of interesting because, one, I mean, depending on what you're doing, if it's, you know, single reconstruction versus double reconstruction, but then, you know, matching skin tones or making them, you know, like there's a lot that I'm sure you have to really think a process before you start hitting the pin.
Yeah. No, actually, I got to go down to Santa Monica, California, and I apprenticed under a 35-year grandmaster, and she was a magician, amazing. Her name's Manaz, and I mean, there's a lot more to it than you think there would be, but it was amazing.
I said, I've watched a million of them on YouTube because every time they're done, I'm just like, fantastic. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
And then I was lucky enough to find a home up here at Tilbahala Tattoo over on Hilltop. So they took me in, and I'm doing my thing over there.
Yeah. Cool. Do you do tattoo removal or just cover-ups?
I can do anything.
Okay.
I'm a magician.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you have, like, your own laser gun, and you're like, you shoot them off?
So not a full laser. If it's deep, deep, no. But, yeah. Light ones, absolutely. You can actually take them out with, there's a process to it, but we can take out
dissolving something.
Exactly,
Miracle dissolve.
Yes. Or a skin tone cover up, depending on how deep it is.
Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. Wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like a micropigmentation.
So it covers
Covers it up with the
stuff that you put on there in the 70s, 80s. You don't want it.
So you have kind of an interesting life going on. You do that during the day, and then you ride your motorcycles on the weekend. How often does your motorcycle club get together?
We get together all the time, every weekend.
So if there are women listening, who get this wild hair and want to start riding motorcycles?
Absolutely.
How do they get a hold of you?
So we are on Facebook, Misconduct MC. We're on Instagram. We're on
Misconduct.
TikTok. Misconduct MC.
See, that sounds like a hardcore rap band.
I can see that.
Yeah, right.
So women, if you're listening and you want to start riding bikes with maybe some like-minded women, they can reach you on Facebook, right?
Yeah, message me. Absolutely. Like I said, TikTok, Instagram, it's all under Misconduct MC. Message me and
no shame in bike, like.
We take anything honestly. Yeah. As long as you're on two wheels, it really doesn't matter.
Sure.
We're about helping women, lifting women up.
Yeah.
You know, coming together. So it don't matter to us.
I mean, it was cool for me. I spent 13 days in Sturgis. I was on my.
Ooh,
I was on Yamaha.
Wow.
all custom out though. Also, it was slammed and apes and all the whole thing.
Nice.
But I didn't get crap from anybody, and I was kind of hoping. I was like, oh gosh, you know, are they gonna? It was everything there. Yeah. If you ride, you ride.
Yeah, that's it right there. If you're on two wheels, it's all good. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, what? We're gonna take a first 1 minute break, and then we'll be back with Ellen.
The man.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. a global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Yeah. Yeah. James is dancing on the table.
This is one of my jams. I'm sorry, but with that James, music hits it. That music hits it. I care who you are. You're going to start going down and grinding and Ireland and gyrating.
Okay, we're back. Shasta Live.
Shasta Live.
Nigel, James, and Jason. We have a full house.
Full house.
It's about the Shasta County Toy Drive, put on by the American Motorcycle Modern. No.
Modified Motorcycle Association. We'll get you.
Modified Motorcycle Association.
Now, I wrote it down four times.
Mama.
And so the way this is going to be, this is going to be motorcycle clubs getting together.
Absolutely.
And having a parade of sorts or what would you
cruise.
Call it? A cruise. Okay, great.
So it'd be more everybody getting together. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So this is like the MMA was founded in the 70s because everybody needed an outlet to go to that all-road motorcycles, right? And they needed their rights because you get pulled over and you're getting... Sorry, I'm in the microphone right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the MMA was something that people can get together, get to know each other, and that's how we all blended and hung out.
Yeah.
You know, and that was back in the 70s, man. And they used to throw on the Redwood Run.
70s?
No, this was all through. Yeah, no, from
what
the
were
70s.
You, like, three?
I wasn't even born.
I was going to say. Yeah. Like, nostalgic. Nostalgic, and I'm looking at him like, where are you?
We have Safrana. From Misconduct MC, and this is Alan.
I'm Alan. I'm from the Hells Angels.
The Hells Angels.
Yeah.
You know that big banner you see when you're on your way out?
When you come out of town, that's
299.
My home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Off to the left. I've often wanted to just pull off and knock on the door and say, hey, we're going to see lunch.
You have some sugar?
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend that. But at the same time, you know, we've had people come up there, man. We had this lady come up with her
cup of sugar
with her kid. She asked for a sponsorship for cheerleading. And so what are you going to say, no?
I'm going to say no to that.
You got to get down with the program.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Get down with the program.
Wow.
So the MMA has been together for a while, and they've been throwing events from Sacramento all the way down to across the United States. It's a huge organization. And they go in, and they get lobbyists, and they go to the Capitol, and they speak on our behalf from, like splitting lanes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of car people don't like it, but if you're on a motorcycle, that's the safest way to ride. They don't get it because you'll be sitting in traffic. It's 110 degrees, right, and you got some dude coming up behind you on his phone, and he hits you. You're dead. And in a car, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or you lose your limbs.
Right.
But it's also part of the prestige of riding a motorcycle.
Now, when you say
when you're running up in the middle. I mean, there's rules that you got to live by. I'm not saying I break them.
Yeah. You know what?
you're not saying you break them.
It's all alleged.
This is
not recorded, right?
No.
So, like the Modified Motorcycle Association was a part of keeping lane splitting legal in California.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a big deal. Also, you're those, you know, when you go to get your motorcycle license and they got those schools you can go to?
Yeah.
They were a big part of that, too.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. When I got mine, I mean, I think that it was super important to go through that, right? Because there were probably 50 people when I was there in Red Bluff, right? And then we're doing the whole thing. And I mean, no disrespect, but I'm like, maybe out of the 50 people, 15 of them should not be riding motorcycles, right? They can't go through the cones without tipping over. And I'm like, this is dangerous.
That's natural selection, my man. That's natural selection.
So I was kind of like, I'm glad you actually have this because just sending them out on the road, they'd be dead in a minute.
Yeah, those are the people that kind of make it bad for all of us too, man. If you got to pay attention when you're on your motorcycle, and you can't be an asshole. Can't be that guy.
Yeah.
Hold on. He's not gonna be me. I did say, with all due respect, I said it.
He shuts it down.
I need some duct tape.
I need some duct tape now.
I need a roll.
Yeah. I can see him. I can see him reach for the dump button.
And he's like, oh, man. I told you not to have these dudes in here. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So as the Shasta County Chamber, we're actually kind of cool when the Hells Angels joined our chamber.
Yeah.
And you said you specifically wanted to join because of the toy drive and because of wanting to get involved in the community.
So I come from Sacramento, right? And so when we go out and hanging out and everybody's riding around, a lot of these biker guys go out there. I don't consider myself a biker. I'm a motorcycle enthusiast. I like to ride far. I can give a crap about moving around town and riding through stoplights. That's not my jam.
Mm.
So that's why you won't see a whole lot of us, because we're not trying to be inside town riding in circles, man.
Yeah.
That's not the get down. We want to be out riding around, causing adventures and living the life. So
making memories.
Oh, I like that. Great memories.
I love
all the new
talking points. They've all been upgraded. You
know, yeah.
For modern life.
Modern life. So like. What were we talking about, man? I started thinking about riding motorcycles. I was already in Nebraska.
I was already in Nebraska.
That was a trip.
I don't think I can go back there, though.
Splitting lanes.
So that the MMA was a part of that, but part of all these equations in actual rights and motorcycle rights and stuff like that. And it's a big deal. So they were throwing the biggest toy drive in Northern California for the longest time in Sacramento. I mean, it was huge. I'm talking hundreds of motorcycles. You're a mile, 2 mile long pack.
Mm.
And it was just off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And through time, with all restrictions and things that kind of go sideways here and there with legislation and stuff like that, they kind of peter it down because they don't like that kind of big thing. But I think Shasta County, I think Redding's ready for a huge family kind of a deal where the community could get together.
Cool April nights, you know. I mean, I know that's cars, but, you know, I mean, motor vehicles in general.
It's the same vibe, man. Yeah. The same. We're all into nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
We're all into doing something fun and crazy. We can go home and go check that off the box. It's the same vibe. So I came from lowriding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old school lowrider.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm hitting three wheel and hopping. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Most of my tattoos are lowriding tattoos, right? People trip out. You're a Hell's Angel, man. You got all these.
I grew up in Visalia. I'm probably, I'd say probably 70-80% of my school was Latino and Latina. And I mean, these young kids have some of these just most wicked rides.
Oh. You know, get some flake on there with some paisley design. You got my ears perking up.
So, I'm going to assume here, because motorcycle clubs, there's kind of a family oriented vibe or a club vibe. And so the whole idea for a toy drive is to promote,
It's just giving toys, man. It's not even promoting nothing. It's just about giving toys.
It's community.
It's community. I think that's right. So for us, there's no better ride you can do. I don't care where you're going or how you're doing it, to support kids. That's just the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's
a double joy.
It's a double joy.
Joy.
There's no better gift than you can do than giving, and that's the truth. That's that's the reality of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so what better thing to do utilizing the friendships and the bonds we have with other motorcycle enthusiasts and other motorcycle clubs is to get together and use that as a group to decide and vote on things together and create this atmosphere and make it rad.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, motorcycles are selfish. It's just you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And your family deals with you going on your motorcycle all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. So what better way can you give back or do something that shows, hey, you know, because you could take your lady with you and it's at that, but then this is a good family event to go do, and it brings everybody together, and then it causes that community. So by us coming into the chamber, my thoughts was, you know, people are out and about, and they're going, and they're hitting businesses up, and we're knuckleheads, man. That's just the bottom line. Everybody's a knucklehead.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's two things guys like to do, and I won't talk about them on the mic.
Well, we have a 7-second delay here.
I make sure I can get that. But I do like getting in trouble just a tad bit. Hit that button, man, just to make sure it sounds good. I use them.
Okay, so.
You need some radio creds.
How many motorcycle clubs are there around our area?
We're talking about 50 or so. I mean, there's a plethora, I would say.
So are we reaching out to all of them or most of them? Are they going to participate?
It's up to them. But, like, so in this, we have a community in our own of motorcycle clubs that we hang out with together. And it's a big group, a broad group, across northern from Chico to the ocean. And it goes all the way down. And so we just, and we get together all the time for events and hanging out. We have certain meetings we go to, and we make, it's just, it's, if you guys were the fly on the wall, you'd be like, oh man, you guys are not that cool.
It's a lot of fellowship with just people that are like-minded. You know, we're all out on bikes. It's fellowship with motorcycle enthusiasts.
So, okay, so we're going to get into details in a minute for the Shasta County Toy Drive. So this will be November 30th.
Yes, November 30th at 5 p.m. in the Carl's Jr. Target parking lot over on Churn Creek.
That's where the staging is going.
That is where the start point will be at. And then we're going to leave from there and cruise on down through downtown down to we're going to end up at Camping World in Anderson. That's going to be our end point where we're going to have. Go ahead, Alan.
Why are you putting me back in charge?
I just thought, you're the rebel, okay. Remember?
I'm the, yeah. Who wants to break something?
All right. Let's break the rules. So here's the deal, man. We're going to meet up at that Carl's Jr. And near the mall over there in Reading. And then we're going to put the biggest pack ride together looking the coolest on the freaking planet. Yeah. And then we're going to have Santa Claus on a bike popping a wheel. Not really, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Riding a Mr. Officer, I promise we're going to follow all the rules.
All the rules.
We're going to be good.
It'll be good.
Listen, I'll just say that. We're going to be cutting all the way down 273, and we're going to have a good time doing it, and hopefully getting all the way to Camper World. They've extended their hand, and they're going to sponsor the event. We're going to fill the toy hauler up. And so we'll be at Camping World in Anderson. There's going to be a food truck and stuff like that there. But we want to keep this short and sweet. We want to make it a kiss, right? We don't want to play around. We want to get the toys to the kids. We want to fill that toy hauler and get them to where they're going so people can have fun. And so we just ask for the biggest participation. I don't care what car you drive or what bike you ride. It's not it, that mentality's got to be that's just gone.
Yeah.
Man, we're all on two wheels out there doing it. And if you got an old school hot rod or even a cool car, it doesn't even matter if it's cool, man. If it's a station wagon, rock that thing.
Okay. Hey, put a rock it out.
Come join the cruise, right?
You know what I mean? Put your kids in that thing, they'll love it.
Yeah.
Throw some lights on, come on down, come hang out.
So now let's get to the toys here in a minute.
Yeah.
Because it's a toy drive.
Yes.
So Go Games and Toys is going to help sponsor this. So if people want to drop toys off before the cruise, right?
Yes.
They can come to Go Games and Toys inside the mall, either buy a toy or drop off a toy. Mm-hmm. Either way, okay. So there's going to be a box there. Mm-hmm. For the Shasta County Toy Drive, and you can go in and drop your toys off, right? And so, but on the cruise itself, people can drop their toys off at the end?
At the start point or end point?
Probably all the way around.
It's going to be at the end point. So, because there's nothing cooler seeing the pack with the lights and the toys on the bikes, you know what I mean? Led by Santa Claus himself.
It's going to be a ring toss, where they can toss a toy around your neck as you drive by.
Okay, so if you want to donate some toys, man, your toy shop in the mall, right? Mm-hmm. That's the best place to do it. That's the main spot. If you want to do a pre-delivery drop-off, you can go buy the toy there and drop it off. And then we're going to have that delivered to the toy haulers. And then we're going to go from there. But the main thing is, you know what? It's about participating and being a part of it because it's exciting. You know, there's nothing cooler when you're riding down the road and you're looking next to you and it sounds like you're in a group of P-51s going to storm freaking Normandy or something, killing Nazis. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing like, bah, 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 bah. You're like, this is the coolest thing ever. You're going through the fog. You don't know what's behind it.
Just make sure none of the toys are breakable. So
keep them in the box and make them brand new.
We're going to take our 2-minute break in a minute. But so one of the things that we were discussing today is that as the Shasta County Chamber, we're going to reach out to our partner chambers and partners throughout the county, right?
Yeah.
And see how we can get some of these toys distributed to Burney, Fall River, Shasta Lake, and
the surrounding areas, other children here in Northern California. Absolutely.
So let's go ahead and take our 2-minute break, and we'll be right back. Talk to Kim of Toys. We're going to play a game. And some of the hottest toys.
Games.
We'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Kick it over. Yeah, motorcycle. Coming in hot.
And we're back for the evening.
That was a small clip of my last ride.
Shasta Live.
Shasta Live.
Thanks for playing in it there.
Nigel, James, Jason.
Yeah.
Misconduct. Misconduct. Club is in the house.
Heck yeah.
Hells Angels are in the house.
Kim is in the house.
And Kim's in the house. The rowdy one.
Go Games and Toys. So this is about the...
Representing the Modified Motorcycle Association. Yeah. .com.
This is about the Shasta County Toy Drive. Mm-hmm. And Go Games and Toys. We're going to help sponsor this. Mm-hmm. And let's start off with a little game. What's one of the games this year?
Oh, no. What is this?
I don't hear you.
We have a dead mic.
Something
right.
happened. Okay, whoops.
I told you, stop biting the mic.
This has been popular for the last year or so, and it's a game called I Should Have Known That, and it's a trivia game. And I think that the way we should play it, instead of, like, keeping track of or subtracting points.
Play around.
You can, yeah, well, I think everybody should just pick a card, just a random card, and keep these are the questions. This is the question side. So just grab a card out of here, and then
not like you guys have done.
Pass it along, and everybody can have a card. But and pick one of the questions. I would say that you each get four questions. Pick the one you think is the best, and you can ask the question, and we can play it like that. And then in the meantime, I have some other goodies that I brought.
Oh, this is getting exciting.
Is that one of the questions?
Do I wear glasses?
So on the card, there's four questions. You can ask any one of those questions, right, Kim?
Correct.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just pick the one you think is the hardest so that you can stump us all.
Okay.
Pick a card, any card.
Pick a card. We're playing a game. I should have known that. Mike, you can, if you know
that.
The answer to this, you can jump on in.
Yeah, Mike, come on in here. Join the fun.
You can't hear.
So who's going to start?
Okay, go ahead. Well, you're the...
You want me to start? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like this card, but that's okay. In which ocean can you find the Bermuda Triangle?
Atlantic.
Very good.
No, I was going to say Florida.
You got it. You got it. Smarty pants.
Okay.
You get there from a motorcycle.
Yeah, but you won't come back.
Right.
Okay. What you got?
Okay, let's see here. What does Homer Simpson do for a living?
Oh, my God, eats donuts.
Works at a nuclear facility.
Yeah, he does.
Like, super close? I mean, yeah. He's an inspector at a nuclear facility.
Inspector Gadget.
I said nuclear facility.
Okay, but keep that finger handy.
Yeah, you better keep that handy there, Mike. give that 7 seconds.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, come on.
Okay, so we're playing I Should Have Known That trivia game.
Okay, hold on. Okay, you ready? I'm gonna take a good one for you guys. What popular cocktail contains rum, sugar, lime, club soda, and mint leaves?
Oh.
Is it a mule?
It should have said copper cup.
Hold on, guys. I forgot which line I was on.
Whose line is it?
Hey, I'll take mojito, Alex, for 500.
Mojito.
I said mojito.
Oh, James, you're always right. You can't play.
Watch the recording. I said mojito. Watch the recording.
Hey, James.
Yes.
Okay, writing, play along.
Is it possible to whiten your teeth by smiling in the sun for a long period of time?
Sure. Jason, you would.
Why not?
I don't know.
I know you stare at the morning sun. You get vitamin D, man, but I don't know about that.
I'm going to say yes.
The answer says no.
I was right.
I put it on the books.
Imagine how Buzz many people are going to go, hey, I'm going to smile at the sun tomorrow morning and get my teeth white.
I think it's going to be a long time.
Okay. Jason, what you got?
Okay, here we go. Do a person's pupils get larger or smaller in bright light or under a threat of a gun? No.
Smaller.
Just Bueller.
Smaller.
Bueller?
Yeah. In bright light, your pupils get smaller.
Smaller.
Okay, so we did pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I like trivia games.
Toy drive.
Yep.
Let's see some of the toys that Go Games and Toys is donating to.
Is that
a salamander?
It's an axolotl, which is kind of like a salamander. Huh. And this is very popular. This is our own line of plush. It's called the Snoozimal. And they really do look like this. If you Google axolotl, it's not necessarily purple, but they look like this. It's pretty impressive.
They're smiling.
People collect them. And we keep coming out with new ones, but this is a really popular one. This was the last one in the store, so I grabbed it.
Wow.
And then if anybody wants to look at anything, pass it along. This is our tiny headed kingdom, and I thought you would like this. I told Nigel, I said, I've got to bring this for James.
I love that.
James
is in love.
I believe that.
Oh my gosh, I really like that.
This company that started this is from the UK. I think it was a married couple, but we're the only distributor of this
line. That was a married
line.
And
if you Google tiny headed kingdom and then you go to your images, you can see what people do with these critters. They're memes. They make memes out of them.
Oh, do they?
And they're all over the place. Yeah. So they're really.
I probably like it because it looks like me.
Yeah. It reminds me of Shrek when I think that she blows the animal up.
Oh, yeah.
Jason.
It looks like Big Hero 6.
This is for you.
Ooh,
I brought you your very own.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Wow, is this mine?
That's for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. It looks just like you.
Kevin. You meant to say yes, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, and those are.
Yeah, you know what? I just realized when I insult you, I'm actually insulting myself.
I know, James. Take it down.
This is Littlest Pet Shop, and these are, huge. They've been huge for a long time, but I think we're like almost the only place in town that carries them, and they sell really quickly. So there's a little sample of that.
Huh. Interesting.
And we have a great selection of children's books, and this one is one that's pretty
very noisy.
It's noisy, but it's popular.
Good gift for somebody that you don't like, because
is it bad that I'm the person that goes into the store and pushes all the buttons on the toys and makes them go off?
No, it happens all the time.
I do that too.
I do that every time. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You're a kid at heart because that's what they do. Yep. Here's some Hot Wheels monster trucks.
Ooh.
Those are always popular.
Ooh, so are those? So, let me see. Are those? Yeah. Do those take batteries, or are they pull back and like go?
Those are just go.
Okay.
They don't take
when
batteries.
When I was a kid,
they had things that looked like that. They were a little, maybe just a little bit bigger. I don't know if you remember them, Jason, or any of it. They were monster trucks. And you'd put a single AA battery in and click them on, and they had those big wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And they would drive all around. Those were the coolest toys ever. I mean, they did everything.
Yeah. They're pretty cool.
And it was neat. Just so simple.
Well, we have, when it comes to our selection of Hot Wheels and monster trucks and things like that, we have remote controlled ones. We have, you know, we just have. You should see the store right now is packed.
Yeah. So
it is from floor to ceiling.
I was there when you delivery day.
you're joining us. This is we're talking about Shasta County Toy Drive.
Yeah.
And we just have some of the toys here that you can come and get at Go Games and Toys. And put him in, buy him and put them in the box and donate them to the Chester County Toy Drive.
Oh, my little man.
Yep, come on in. We're open 7 days a week. And here's a Rubik's Cube, which is the hottest selling toy of all time. In the history of all time.
Of the world? Yeah. Because it's still going.
And it's still going, exactly.
Huge when I was a kid.
I had a hard time deciding which one. I just brought the regular 3x3 because I think that the other ones get to be pretty tough. But anyway, so.
Have you ever solved that on your own without cheating?
No.
The Rubik's Cube?
No.
It's been 25 years and I still have
Okay, I'm just quick. Cause
so when you say cheating, are you saying cheating because there's a lot of those kids know like a pattern thing? Like
like cheating.
Algorithm.
Like legit.
Algorithm. That's not cheating. That's your learning, so that's not cheating, but cheating is like, you know, pulling the stickers off. And,
oh, yeah.
And
another cheater.
You can't. I don't think you can do that.
You found me out.
And then, last but not least, we have our Funko Pops section, which I think we definitely have the most in town when it comes to our Funko Pops.
I have a friend whose daughter collects those, and she has an apartment, and I swear to you, they have built shelves from the carpet to the ceiling, wall after wall after wall, and there are hundreds of those in their boxes, and it is like madness.
It is. I know. They've been a huge seller for us. So there's that as well. And that's my little assortment that I brought today.
Cool.
And
that would be really hard to choose anything to bring because your store has like 40 billion items.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I got to say something about that. My son, he loves kaijus and dinosaurs, Godzilla.
Oh.
And your store is like the best place to go where we can find toys for him. It's hard to find them other places, so I appreciate your selection.
You. Well, thank you. We work hard to make sure. Our product planning department has done an exceptional job.
Your store is dangerous. You go inside that sucker.
Well, you should see it now.
And it's just like, holy crap.
2 hours later.
You don't run out of material to look at or what to buy.
People come in and their mouths just hang open.
And that's not including your puzzles that you guys have, too, right? Like, you guys sell a lot of crazy puzzles.
And
you
have down the way, you have your holiday calendar kiosk set up now.
Yes.
So everybody knows about that. That's something that's like annual, but, you know, people go crazy getting all their calendars. Their puppy and kitty and Tony. And
we're not in Center Court this year, so that's actually something that I wanted to bring up. They've moved us down between C's and Bath and Body Works.
So that's right next to Chocolate.
It is.
So you can go and get your sample, buy a box of chocolate.
Free sample.
Pick up your, your Hot Men of Hell's Angels catalog. I mean, not catalog.
Hey, they should have their own calendar, right?
Calendar, right, yeah.
I'm a good idea. Cereal moneymaker. Candle sniffer. I go to Bath and Body Works and sniff the candles.
You do?
That was August.
You were August?
August.
Yeah.
The hottest month of the year. Yeah, August.
Literally and figuratively.
Literally. Okay, so this is the Shasta County Toy Drive. We're going to take another 2 minute break here, a 1 minute break here in a minute.
1 minute.
Recap: Shasta County Toy Drive, November 30th, put on by the Modified Motorcycle Association. All the motorcycle clubs in the area. We're going to do a big cruise from Carl's Jr. parking lot near Target.
Target.
It's going to go all the way down to Camping World in Anderson. If you'd like to participate with your bike or your car or your whatever, you can do so. We'll give a Facebook page and contact information at the end of the show.
Yeah.
So let's take a 1 minute break.
1 minute.
And we'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Okay. And we're back.
Oh, yeah.
We're back.
Check it out.
That's live at Chesapeake County Chamber.
I forgot you're not wearing headphones tonight.
Hey. No, well, I'm sharing.
I was kind of at disadvantage with the rest of us.
Well, you know, is this what you call a handicap in golf?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey. Okay. Rubik's Cube, right? I mean, still working on it. I started in 76. I'm still trying to put it together.
Rubik's Cube. You know, some of these kids come in and they can do this. They can do the Rubik's Cube in like 40 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
I can make fun of you there because we're we only make fun of you because of looks, not necessarily brain function.
James.
Well, it's that too. Okay. We're talking about the upcoming Shasta County Toy Drive. Toy Drive.
And lighted cruise.
Ooh,
lighted cruise.
Lighted, man. We're going to have lights on our bikes.
Ooh,
yeah. I always told everybody, if you see me put them lights on my bikes, just punch me in the face. But this is legit, though.
You've changed your mind.
Punch me.
Well, it's just one time. One time. You know what I'm saying?
What we'll say is you're maturing.
Yeah.
I'm maturing.
Life changes as you grow older.
It does. It does.
Chrome don't get you home, and now maybe.
But see, here it is now, right? You're doing it for the kids.
Yeah.
For the kids. So once kids get involved, somehow hearts change.
So Shasta County Toy Drive.
Yeah.
So if people want to enter this cruise,
yes.
How can they reach you on Facebook?
Okay, so they can go to North State Stands 2, the number 2, Together. North State Stands Together. We have a Facebook. We have an Instagram. We have a website, North State Stands 2, the number 2, together.org. You can register online at the website. You can message us on either one of the social media accounts. Or day of, we will have registration there too. So many ways.
So we will get that information out to the masses.
To the masses. To the masses.
So this is going to be a loud cruise, yeah? Lots of motorcycles.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
We're not that loud. Are we loud?
Yeah.
We're legally loud.
Legally.
Conform to all laws and regulations as required per.
All
right. Do we have to buy a set of tires for that burnout the other night?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't know if it was a good enough burnout to get that one. You know what I'm saying?
It has to pop to actually get that qualification.
Oh. This
is a burnout on a bike?
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. You didn't watch the live stream then, did you?
I did not, no.
Okay.
I'm totally down with bike burnouts. That's what I loved about Sturgis. They had the burnout stalls everywhere, right? You just ride your bike up and take turns just laying it out.
There's nothing people love more than a good fire, smoke,
and
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's everything gets your blood running when you see somebody 12 o'clock and wheeling down the road at 70 miles an hour. Not if you see that video online where that dude's doing a wheelie across the bridge and he's shooting those Roman candles off his bike. God bless America.
God bless America.
You know what I mean? No, it wasn't me.
Oh.
But I'll tell you what, I'm gonna high five that guy.
Right?
That thing looked cool, man.
It's fantastic, man. Though, when you're driving in up and down here between Anderson and Reading on I-5, and there are guys that are on all kinds of different bikes, right? And in the middle of nowhere on, you know, on 5, you're cruising. They just pop a wheelie and start riding down I-5 on one wheel, and you're like, wow, man, that's pretty intense.
Have you ever been in your vehicle, and then somebody split the lane, right, and you weren't expecting it?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like
you
almost
attack.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just to let you know we're there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing better. Everything's
as I almost
we're crazy.
Slam years, into the dividing
in
concrete
the
wall in fear.
The safest way you can ride is fast because you see everything. You're in control. You don't let cars creep up on you, man. That's the most dangerous thing because people don't care and they're on their phones. So the best way to ride, and it is what it is, you got to ride fast and you see people in front and back and you got everything under control.
Yeah.
You got to ride offensively.
Yeah, I wouldn't say.
There you go.
When
put
I'm
it down
on my ride to Sturgis.
There you go.
I got up to about 124 on my bike.
124.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Whoa. It ain't pegged out where your speedo don't stop for at least 20 seconds. You ain't going fast enough, man.
That's a
lot.
Well,
Jason, that's
a lot of flat
ride
country.
About 73.
73. Yeah, on a mini bike.
In your car.
It's PC. That's pushing at 73.
Yeah.
So I got a question here. So the toy drive is rad, man. This is like the biggest ride on the planet where you're doing something cool. Because everybody goes parties and they go on these rides and have their poker runs and they do all this stuff. But this is Christmas. You know what I'm saying? This is Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And so there ain't no cooler rebel. There ain't no cooler bad ASS guy.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Than someone who's a hard worker, puts it down, and can give. Because anybody can act tough and be that dude and stand outside and, you know what I mean, and go into bars and drink and be that dude. Man, that's easy.
Yeah.
Peacocking,
man. Yeah. But, you know, real men,
but
we work and we serve the community and we give back and we have as much fun as possible doing it. You know what I'm saying? So this toy drive is about the coolest thing you can be a part of on the planet. So. Yeah. If you're thinking you're a rebel and you're talking about how tough you are, come on down, man, and be tough and put them toys in that.
What you're trying to say is given toys will give you the license to kill. So there you go.
Yeah. Killing negativity on a daily basis.
Okay, so this is great. We only have a few more minutes left. So, Chester County Toy Drive.
Yes.
Modified Motorcycle Association.
Yes.
Misconduct Motorcycle Club.
Yeah.
Now, I want to give another shout out to you.
Okay. Sure.
We have 7 minutes.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
There's our clock. That's my thing.
You know,
I love that.
I want to say something about this, too, the whole thing, okay? Yeah. So whenever I was young, this was one of the ways that we had Christmas. And so it's really important to me. It's really important to Alan. It's really important to people, you know, like me, that we do this. So everybody needs to get involved because you don't know what a difference this makes. It's huge, you guys, huge. Please understand from my heart, this is huge.
Well, you know, on a serious note, I mean, the economy has obviously been challenging for everybody.
Absolutely.
And so for kids to be able to get, I guarantee you, for some kids, this will be the only thing they get.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it is important to
that
get involved.
That would be messed up to have Christmas and not get something. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it happens. And it happens too often, you know. So we can make that difference.
Well, one of the many things I love about this community is that we are a
very
giving, very
giving community.
Mm-hmm.
It really
absolutely
is.
And we have a lot of nonprofits who actually do good stuff, right?
Yes.
And our community donates a lot. So we have Go Games and Toys. They're going to kick things off by donating these toys. If you want to drop off toys ahead of time, come to Go Games and Toys inside the mall.
Mm-hmm.
There's a drop-off box there.
And you can shop.
And you can shop right there.
Shop, yes.
Shop for the toy and then leave it there.
Shop and get. And, you know, I know we're in weird times, but I do want to give another shout out to Misconduct MC. If you're a female woman in this area, right?
Yes.
And you've always wanted to, you thought about riding a motorcycle.
There you go.
Right? It's going to be safer, more fun to do it with a group. Right.
You guys have no idea how amazing it is to ride with other females, and I can look over and, you know, we're on the same page. We're doing the same things. We're going into the corners together. It is a beautiful, wonderful, amazing feeling, and nothing against the men, but it's just different when you're riding with other women, you know, that are like-minded. It's I can't even describe it.
I think we've all forgot that There are men and there are women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Well, nowadays it all blends together.
And women like to, you know, do things together because there's a joy in it, in that, you know, in that sisterhood. And that's why men
that's
why men have clubs, because men like to hang out with men and do stuff. I mean, we come together, but, you know.
And we're super lucky.
It's nice to have some time alone.
Yeah, and we're super lucky because our community here is extremely accepting and supportive of us. Alan, his guys, everybody, all the clubs in our area, I've never been anywhere else where everybody's been so supportive of having a female MC.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you.
Right. Back to you, Alan.
Hey, so the toy ride's rad, man, but I want to get everybody on the same page for future things, too.
Yeah.
What can we do to actually help? We can give the kids toys, man, and we can make Christmas amazing. But put this in your heads, and I want everybody to think about this. And, man, hit me up if you see one of my guys on the roads. Just, hey, what's up? Honk your horn, say hi. But come up with some ideas, man, and let's make a difference in our community as a whole throughout the year, and not just a Band-Aid. I mean, I'm saying a Band-Aid, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Christmas is a great way to show love and respect and give people a good direction, but there's got to be something else we can do that makes it even better. And that's why we joined the Commerce, just so we're clear, right? We want to be a part of the program and not a part of the other things. So we want to be in the group, and the best way we can do this, the Modified Motorcycle Association, we want to make sure that we are a part of the program, and giving is the best thing you could do. This toy drive is going to be the raddest. This is the first of its kind right now. Be a part of the first so your kids can talk about, yeah, well, my dad was a part of that. You could brag about this because it's only going to get bigger. It's only going to get bigger, man.
This is the kickoff event.
This
right?
is the kickoff.
And like we said last week, you know, next year we'll start off in July. Right? But for now, the first one, I'm actually really excited as the Shasta County Chamber, right? We all are to get behind this and partner with you guys.
Yeah.
And I know as the owner of the Go Guns and Toys, I think this is a great pairing. Right?
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Now, this is a good little segue because we have another event coming up this weekend.
Of course, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Ooh.
Yeah.
See? No, it's good, but it ties right in.
Big event. Huge event.
Might like.
NorCal.
Friday, Tattoo. Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, yeah, NorCal Cat. Tattoo expert.
You want to try that again?
What's up, Doc?
NorCal Tattoo Expo.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge. It's incredible. It's at Wind River.
Nice.
And they have the whole convention hall turned into a tattoo
event. Jason, you want to give us the details?
Yeah. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be like 90 different tattoo artists from all over.
Literally even all over.
Locally, I think it's around 8 local, and then the rest are out of town. All the way as far as, I believe, Tennessee. That's what he was saying.
Nobody out of the country this year? Last year they had a gentleman there that was from Russia. That was I just can't even.
Yeah, you know.
The talent in tattooing, it was like.
From what I understand, we're working out Tattoo Expo, right? So Paul was down.
Yeah.
There's like a waiting list. If you're an artist and you want to participate in this expo, there's a waiting list.
Right? It's a
really
big deal.
Impressive. Yeah.
So went to Iron Mountain Tattoo there when we did that shout out earlier, and it was just like it's an art gallery in itself. That just wall to wall art. It's really impressive.
You needed to get your shop involved.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, there is, like you said,
a lot of people still don't know.
Not easy to get into. Yeah, but yeah.
Well, we may know somebody. Yeah. Jason knows somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah, I know somebody who knows somebody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I
know
you.
Somebody.
I
used
that.
To know somebody. I don't know.
So, so if you're looking for something to do this weekend, I don't know if it's going to rain, but if it is, just go inside at the Wind River and check out the NorCal Tattoo.
Yeah. No,
and if you don't make it by that weekend, come by Tilgohalla and
see me. There you go. If you have some tattoos that you regret having, right?
You can do that too.
Oh. We can come and see.
If you regret it, I can put it on you. I can take it off you. Whatever you need, come see me.
That's right.
That's a good selling.
My daughter does hair. Name's Leia. She's pretty awesome too.
Get with me. I'll get your hair did.
Right. Not James' hair. He doesn't have no hair like that.
So, 30 seconds. Thanks you guys for coming on. Go ahead.
Thank you.
I was going to say I can get my hair tattooed. Oh yeah, it's a big thing. I know.
Yeah, and you don't have to be in a motorcycle club to be in the MMA, guys.
Yeah.
Anybody and everybody. It's all for one. MMA.
Anyway, that's it.
Thank you, Kim. Go Games and Toys.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Here's to a good Christmas for you.
Yeah, I hope.
I know, really, right?
Biggest toy store north of Sacramento, I believe it is. So give a plug where you're at.
Yep.
Jason?
It's in the Mount Shasta Mall. Mount Shasta Mall. Next to the play area. And like I was saying, we're stuffed full right now.
And that's time to go.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
See you next week.
Yeah.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.